You don't belong here. We are here to pray. We are here to pray. If there's a man to pray, there's a God to answer. If there's a man to pray, there's a God to answer. Listen to me. There's something you have to know. Even when you put a stone there, listen carefully, and you continue pouring water on it, calling onto that stone, one day that stone will answer you. A certain kind of spirit will come and enter the stone. Yes, that is why sometimes when you do something for a long time, spirits get involved. If that thing is a bad thing, which is not good for you, which is not helping your spiritual life, a certain spirit comes to attach to it. Yes, and before you realize, you become a drug addict. Before you realize, you become this. There are some people, if they don't see a woman today, they will never be free. Some people, every man that approaches them and tell them, I love you, and whatsoever, they fall in love with that person. Their sexual ego climbs. They sleep with any man or any woman they see. The moment you're a woman, the moment you're a man, they will sleep with you. A certain kind of spirit get attacked to. Beloved, that is the same way as you are calling on God. As you are calling on God, Jesus said something. Listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says in Luke, I said today, I'm beginning to feel within my spirit something is about to happen today. Something is about to take place today. Something is about to happen today. Now, but listen to Luke chapter 18, Bible says that then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Jesus, listen carefully. Luke chapter 18, verse number one. This is Jesus speaking here. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. They should always, listen to it very carefully. They should always. Some of us, when we find ourselves in trouble, that is when we pray. When we need something from God, that is when we pray. Do you know what you are doing? You have become vulnerable. You have become like a woman who is following a man because of money. You have become like somebody who just need that thing to waste it. That is how come the prodigal son, you know what happened? The moment he received, all he was looking for was to receive inheritance. He left. The moment he left, that was the end. He has no training. He had no guidance on how to use that inheritance. So he lost it. And he can never get it back. Because anything that was left was for his senior brother. You are praying to gain. He said, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither fear God. Listen, there was a judge who neither fear God nor cared what people thought. Verse 3, and there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. Number 4, for some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. Listen to me. You are praying to God. You are saying, oh God, direct my path. Direct my path to a place whereby I will meet what I have been praying for. Listen, You are praying and say, oh God, direct my path to a place where I will meet what I am looking for. Yes. A lot of us, what we need is in the hands of somebody. It's in the hands of somebody. If you want marriage, it's in the hands of somebody. If you want job, it's in the hands of somebody. If you want to travel, it's in the hands of somebody. Whatever you want to do on this earth is in the hands of somebody. Somebody has to discover it. You see, there are a lot of musicians out there, and God has to discover them. Somebody has to discover them. May God lead you to a place whereby you see opportunities. That is why I told you that Bible said that it is time and chance that happened to them all. It's not because of anything. It is time and chance. It is time and chance. It is time and chance. You are going to pray and say, Lord, direct me to a place. Direct me to that place. Direct me to that place. Direct me to that person. Direct me, oh God. May I meet my destiny helper. May I meet that man that will marry me. May I meet that man, that will give me that job. May I meet Harabaloshe. Are you praying somebody now? I want you to lift up your voice. Now lift up your right hand and say this after me. Say, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Oh Lord, may I meet that my destiny helper. May I meet that man that will marry me. May I meet that man that will hold me. Halabaloshen. May I meet that person I'm looking for. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Even if that person is in your life, you are praying that may the Lord change the heart of that person to understand the times. In the name of Jesus, lift up your worship prayer. Somebody send some fire now. Send some fire now. This is liberation fire. Send some fire now. This is liberation fire. Rekaparada. Reparakapa. May I move to that place. Lord, direct me to that path. Leparakada. Rekadagadosha. Reparabadosha. Rekada. Rokoporosha kadiata. Rekaparabadosha. May I meet that man. May I meet that woman. May I meet that man. May I meet that woman. May I meet that doctor. May I meet that person. May I meet Rajayakadosha. Right. Send some fire, send some fire, send some fire, send some fire, wherever you are, send some fire now. Radia parakada da 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 da. Rakatosha, rakatapaka, raparosha, rakapa, marandia kaparosha, rakata, marakaparosha, raparaka badosha, rakapata badosha. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, when you read the book of Mark chapter 11, see, Mark chapter 11. Yes. Mark chapter 11. Bible says something over there. Mark chapter 11. It said, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. Number three, if anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord needs it. And will send it back here shortly. Verse 4. They went and found a cot outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, number 5, As he untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that cord?" 6, they answered as Jesus told them, and to the people, they let them go. Listen carefully. This is what I want you to pray about. This is what I want you to pray about. See, there are things that fight us. Bible says, saying to them, go to the village. Go to the village. See, everybody has a root. Everybody has a root. Everybody, everyone on this life has a root. You know, everyone comes from a family. Everyone comes from a certain village. Everyone comes, and that root is very, very important. If you have been untied from your root, which means that you are free. When you are being untied from your root, it means that you are free. Beloved, this prayer, I can stop at any time. I can stop at any time. What I want you to do is to pray. Pray like that something is happening to you. See, Jesus said, go and untie it. Bring it to when they ask you, tell them it's in need of the Lord. Now, when you read that scripture, it said that it has been tied down and nobody is using it. A donkey. It has been tied down and nobody is using it. You are going to pray this prayer and say, oh God, wherever they have tied my glory, wherever they have tied me, Lord, I'm in need of you. Lord, may you bring me out and use me. May you go for me and make me your own. May I be able to share that testimony. May I be able to share that testimony. Wherever they have tied my pregnancy, wherever they have tied my pregnancy, I am praying for somebody right now. I see that the persons, it's like they have tied you. I see a pregnant woman being tied down. May the Lord deliver you. Hey, wherever they have tied you right now.
Set me on fire. Holy Ghost, don't allow me to.
Spirit of the Lord. Rande kapako, you are going back to your root. I said, if you are not being able to be untied, that is why Jesus said, go to that village. Go to that village. Go to that village. Untied. When anyone asks you, tell them he's in need of the Lord. Lift up your voice and say, oh God, oh God, wherever my destiny has been tied. Wherever my traveling document has been tied, wherever my pregnancy has been tied, wherever my health has been tied, wherever they have tied my marriage, oh Lord, set me free, set me free. Let the liberation fire set me free. Let the liberation fire set me free. Let the liberation fire set me free. Are you praying somebody? Let the liberation fire. Somebody set some fire now. Rapako shata da 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 da. Rapako shata da. Ratata. Raparo kapadosha. Raka da 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 da. Raka paka paka dosha. Raka paka ta ta ta. Raka paka ta ta. Raka padosha kata. Raka ta ta da bosha. Maraka paka da. Raka paka. Raka bakasha, rata kariata, rako paro parosha, maleka tete, we untie, we untie, we untie, we untie, we untie, we untie. That favor must reach you. That favor must reach you. That favor must reach you. Raka bakosha, reka diatosha, repeka na brandosha, reka diatabada. We untie now. Untie somebody. Somebody shout, I untie. I untie. I untie. Wherever I've been tied. Wherever I have been tied. Rakatatoshatade. Rakapadosh. Repakato de Badosh. Reparokapa. Retekapadosh. Reparabadosh. Rapa. Maranko. Rentekatagana. Repakapadosh. Rapadabadosh. Rakapadama. Rekatoshatan. Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Set me on fire. Let the liberation fire set me free. Somebody, untie your marriage, untie your finances, untie your traveling visa, your traveling document. Are you praying? Freddy, are you praying? Rakaba, Sarah, are you praying? Araba, are you praying? Mimi, are you praying? Elizabeth, are you praying? Tina, are you praying? Florence, are you praying? Mami Adjo, are you praying? Rakatatata, whatever has been tied up in your life, it could be your finances, it could be your health, it could be your marriage, it could be that good thing, it could be your parakos, Randirakata. As you pray, you share the life. As you pray, you share the life. Something is happening today. Something is happening. It's deeper than you think. Flourish, are you praying? Rakapada, Rakatosha, Raparosha, Maranka Panko Parosha, Rakayana da 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 da. Oh God, we untie. I untie. In the name of Jesus, somebody lift up your right hand. Say this after me. Say, oh God, wherever I have been tied up. Jesus said, go, untied. If anybody asks you where you are sending it, tell the person he is in need of the Lord. See, you are praying that may the fire of God, those that have kept you, hey, if somebody has taken up your destiny, hey, I have seen people whose destiny has been swapped. Yes. Hey, I have seen certain people who push certain people into certain situations. Let me tell you, not any relationship you get into, if you're a woman and you're not married, not every relationship you get into. I have seen people, wicked people, which the devil has used them to push people into certain marriages. Yes, because they know that those people need marriage. They have been pushed into that marriage. And after entering that marriage, they are committing adultery more than ever. They will push you. You know what they do? The devil uses them to change your destiny. They will push you into that thing. The same way you invite people on this life, that is why the devil has agents who are also bringing people into his kingdom. Taking up their destinies. You may seem everything is okay, but your destiny has been swapped. You may think you are okay, but your destiny. If you are married, you are already in the marriage. You must make things right. Joseph said, you plan evil for me, but the Lord turned into good. The plan. And they are putting you into that condition. For now, you are not married. Some of you are not married because of certain petty things. Certain people push your head into. Beloved, you are praying. And say, wherever I have been tied wherever my marriage, wherever my Christian life. Some of you, you were on fire for God. But now, you are not on fire for God. Listen, praying doesn't mean you're on fire for God. If you know what it means by being on fire for God, your heart desire is that the will of God should be done in your life. You don't just pray because you need something from God. You must get to that stage whereby you don't pray because you had a bad dream. You must get to a point whereby you don't call on God just because you need something. You are in trouble. No. He must be your friend. He must be your father. He must be your companion, somebody you move with. That is where we call you are on fire for God. That's what we call you are on fire for God. You wish you can see him. You wish you can see him. That's what I'm talking about. You wish you can see him. It's not because I want marriage, I'm calling on him. Not that. You must get to that level. Even when you want to drink water, you say, Lord, where are you? Even when you want to eat, whatever you are doing, you want him to be involved. Somebody, I want you to pray right now. Jesus said, listen, when anyone asks you, tell them he's in need of the Lord. You are going to pray and set fire on that enemy, that power, that want to make sure that you don't give that testimony. Any power of darkness that want to make sure that you don't give that testimony, lift up your right hand and say, oh God, every power of darkness that has been contracted to mess up my life, to make sure that I'm not happy, may the fire of the Holy Ghost, as you pray, you sense of fire, may the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Rakapaka Rako Shatada Rakapada Brando Shatada Rakapada Rakato Shatada Rakapaka Rakoparo Shatta Rakapada Baha Raparo Shatta Rakatakato Shatadi Marakapara Rakapado Shatta Behenda Brandiha Rokoporonda Brando Shatta. I untie whatever that I've been tied up, whatever that is fighting me from my bloodline, whatever that is fighting me from my bloodline, I release myself from that thing. I untie myself from that bloodline. Irako parosh, rakatata, rakapa, roko shatade, raparabaroshate, rakapadosh, rakapadosh, reteye, rakapa. Rakaba, rakaba da badosha da da, rakaba badosha, rete da 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 da, rakaba badosha da, reparata, rakaba da, rakaba da da, rakata da 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 da, rakoba rosha da 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 da, rakata da 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 da, rakata da 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 da, rakada, marakaba da ba, rakaba, rakoba rosha. Maranoshe, Radiata, Rakaba, Rapaya, 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 Rapaya. Are you praying somebody? Lift up your voice in prayer. Rakatakatata, Rakoshatata, Rakapakatata, Rakatoshe. Il est parano la branche marande capacacha rete capacada repata rabayaba. Ha, wherever you have been tied, ha, untied now. Wherever your traveling document, wherever your traveling document, see, ha, you are not stopping prayer until that thing is being released. Bible says Jesus sent them and they went. When they got there, when they were untying the cord, the donkey, some people kept asking, why are you untying? It's in need of the Lord. That word is very powerful. It's the word of Jesus for liberation. It's the word of Jesus for liberation. May the Lord send forth a word into your life that will liberate you in the name of Jesus. Pray, somebody, wherever you have been tied, wherever your traveling document is, you are releasing it. Wherever your marriage has been tied, you are releasing it. Wherever your womb have been tied, I tell you, you must untie certain things from your family. Anything, most of the things that happen to us is not because of anything. It's because it runs through the family. It's run through the family. And the devil uses someone. See, some of the things, when the devil wants to get you, either they will use somebody close to you or somebody you get in touch with. Some people, some Dr. B is the one that killed them. Dr. B, go and ask. Go and ask. There was this man, a pastor who sits in the wheelchair. The wives have been carrying him to the radio station to preach. He was never like that. He had a little problem and he went to the hospital. One injection, that was the end of him. Half of his body is not working anymore. He continued to preach. He preaches on the radio station. Recently, he was interviewed on TV3. You see, the devil. That is why Bible says we have to pray. We have to pray. The thing was to kill him. The thing was to kill him. But the devil has failed. Now rather, he's doing more than he can. You are going to pray and say, oh God, wherever my womb, anything that is running through the bloodline of my husband, of my wife, wherever my womb has been tied, wherever my health has been tied, wherever my traveling visa has been tied, I must share that testimony. Lord, I've been praying for so long. I must share that testimony. That testimony is in need of the Lord. That testimony is in need of the Lord. Yes, somebody is waiting for that testimony to give his or her life to Christ. I want you to pray right now and say, Lord, whatever thing that belongs to me, whatever that I've been tied in my life, Lord, I untie it now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice in prayer. Somebody send some fire, send some fire, send some fire.
Lord, I want to know you. Take me deeper, 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 deeper. I am ready, Lord.
I am tired. 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 Are you praying somebody? There's a certain fire being set here. There's a certain fire of liberation being set here. There's a certain fire of liberation being set here. We are on time things. Rakabaka, Reparosheta, Lepada, da 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 da. Beloved, are you praying? Oh God. Release that document. That document is mine. I need that favor.
In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of the Lord, 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 let the spirit of the Lord. Rakapakata, are you praying? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Rakatosha peke, raparakabadosha, rikabada, rekatatatat, rakapap. We are not here to play. Neither are we here to joke. We are not here to play. Neither are we here to joke. We are not here to play. Neither are we here to joke. We are not here to play. Neither are we here to joke. Rakatosha tatatatat. Something must happen. We untie whatever that have been tied up. We untie whatever have been tied up. We untie whatever have been tied up. We untie whatever have been tied. The rakapada, rakapada badoshe, reparoko, ha 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 ha, redekatete, rakapadoshe, reparakapada, rakaparoshe. You are praying. If today is your first time joining this life, kindly follow me. Kindly follow me. Listen to me. There was this lady. You, some of you have heard this before. It's just here. Who had to travel. She told the friends. The day she to travel, that was the day they poisoned her. That was the day they poisoned her. You are going to pray. This I said, if anyone asks you anything, tell them it's in need of the Lord. Your life is in need of the Lord. Your life is in need of the Lord. That testimony, you have to share it whether they like it or not. Some of you, your prayer here has protected you from death. Not, I don't say so many things to frighten people. Yes, and also this place, anybody can enter. So there are so many things I don't say here. But some of you, if it hadn't been by the grace of God, you would have been dead by now. That is why I don't stop doing this. Because anytime God sends me, He has a mission. Yes. I was there one day when the Spirit of the Lord led me. You know, in the beginning of my ministries, these are some of the things. When I started, I can go and sleep, and then the Spirit of the Lord will pick me. And I'll move. And I'll move. When I move, the Spirit of the Lord says, pass here. When I pass there, I will see something which I have to make sure that it's been corrected. One day, a church member, I was just there. At that time, I was a young pastor, very young, being trained. I was just lying down. The Spirit of the Lord says, move. I was just moving. Late in the night, not knowing one church member is going to be attacked. She dropped down from the car, and two men were trying to take her back. And I got there. Then I shouted, not knowing the person was a church member. Beloved, whoever has been sent, whoever has been sent, whoever has been sent, may the fire of God consume them. Yes, one day too, I was there, just about less like 5 years ago, and the Spirit of the Lord says, move.
I was just moving. I was praying and moving. In the night, around 12, I thought I was just doing prayer work. A church member who comes to church. Then I got to a place. I've never been to his house before. I got to a place and I saw that his car was parked there. And people have entered into the car and they were smoking in the car. Ha! I said, I know this car. I know this car. So I went and said, hey, Masa, mu ya demo car demo. Mu pia mo pia mo pia mo pia car demo. They thought the car is for me. I don't know whether they are trying to steal the car, because how they managed to enter the car, I don't know. Mumpie, get out of the car. Come and see them running. Get. Ha! Get. So the next morning, I called the brother and said, brother, I came to your place today. I came to your place. He said, how? Do you park your car here or there? He said, we had a little problem. So I myself, I don't know where. Yesterday something happened and he could not explain how come his car got there. And I told him, I came to the car. I saw we smokers inside. I said, Jesus. He said, when he came to the car, he saw the car had been opened. He doesn't know how come he parked the car there. And beloved, wherever you are now, the Lord is sending an angel to you. The Lord is sending an angel to your village, to wherever you have been tied, right now, right away. Wherever they have tied your womb, the Lord is telling me somebody is on this life. You have been pregnant for some months now. You have been pregnant. It is due for you to give birth, but it has become difficult. The Lord says to pray for you. If you are such person on this life, please own up. The Lord is just telling me there's somebody, or the person is Kabaro Shabrandi Atakadosh. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See, that is one of my grace. If you have been pregnant for years, and by the grace of God, I lay my hand on you. My church, when people are due, the moment I call you and I say, let's pray for her, which means that either that week or next week, you are going to give birth. It has happened severally. So it got to a time, people were just bringing pregnant women, and some were very ungrateful. People were just bringing pregnant women to the church. The moment they see a pregnant woman who has been due and she's not able to give birth, or they said they want to go through operation, they will bring that person. I pray that the Lord will send an angel to wherever you are right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 The Lord is releasing you somebody now. The Lord is releasing 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 somebody now. Marakapako shetedete. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is releasing somebody now. The Lord is releasing somebody now. The Lord is releasing somebody now. I don't know, but the Spirit of the Lord is telling me that I should pray for people Now, everybody on this line, whether you're a man or a woman, put your hand on your stomach. Put your hand on your stomach.
I want to worship you, God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I want to keep loving you.
Put your hand on your stomach. I don't know. The Spirit of the Lord is saying, I should pray.
Somebody just love upon him. Love upon
now,
him.
Love upon him. I pray for you. I pray for your womb. May your womb bear fruit. In the name of Jesus Christ. May your womb bear fruit. May your womb bear fruit. May your children be great. Is Arabasika here?
Calling me,
dear.
Yes, I can feel his hands pulling me into deeper experience.
Thank you, Jesus. Put your hand on your tummy. Is Arabasika here? Arabasika, are you here? Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord said, I should pray for Arabasika concerning her womb. I don't know what is going on, but I believe that before the end of this service, the Lord will show her mercy. Is Arabasika here? Spirit of God. Araba, after the service, call me. Okay. After the service, call me. I want you to put your hand on your tummy. Something will be happening to somebody right now. You'll be feeling something going inside your body, your system. You feel the power of God right now. You feel the power of God right now. You feel the power of God right now. Spirit of God. 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 Ah. Jesus, 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 you will feel the power of God under your feet right now, under your feet. If you are lying down, sit down or stand. If you are lying down, sit down or stand. Let your feet stand on the ground. Rande pakadasha tatata repakosha kadayata bagosha tatata ribada badosha kadiyanda brandosha kadiyata badosha. A release, a power is being released in the atmosphere. Spirit of God. Somebody, you can feel the power of God under your feet right now. Something is moving under your feet. If you can feel something under your feet, leparako shattered. Spirit of God, take over now in the name of Jesus Christ. Take over now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of God, may you touch your people wherever they are right now. May you touch their womb right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of God, may you touch your children. May you touch them. Anyone on this life, may you touch them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May the Spirit of the Lord take over you right now. May the Spirit of the Lord take over you right now. In the name of Jesus. If you can feel something under your feet, something is moving under somebody's feet right now. get connected. If you have opened your eyes, close your eyes. Rande kapaka reparakos shetakadiata bados leprande kaparande paros in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the healing power of God now open your eyes. Rekatatatabadoshe lepre kaparahandos in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord touch you now. May the Lord touch you now. Rante kapados. Somehow, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, liberation is taking place. Liberation is taking place now. You are here. You are here for some time now. You have been feeling a certain pain on your right eye. Your right eye. A certain pain on your right eye. Let me pray for you. A certain pain on your right eye. A certain pain on your right eye. The Lord says, I should pray for you. Now, I am praying for the next person. You are here. You are feeling a certain pain on your right leg. In your right leg. The Lord said, we should pray for you. If we don't pray for you, if you are not careful, you will lose that leg. Your right leg. You went somewhere and you came back. Since then, this is how it started. You started feeling some heat around your leg. You started feeling some heat around your right leg. Your right leg. The Lord said, I should pray for you. If you are not careful, you will lose it. Because it is not natural. You step into something. You step on something. You step on something. If you are here and you are feeling that pain, it's like it's the inside of your leg. Sometimes that's like it is shocking you. May the Lord heal you wherever you are. May the Lord touch you wherever you are. May the Lord touch you wherever you are. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the Spirit of the Lord touch you. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to pray this last prayer. This last prayer. You are saying to God, whoever is here that someone has taken his or her picture for anything against that person, may the fire of God consume that person now. Whoever is here that anyone has taken your picture anywhere, if you are here and anyone has taken your picture anywhere now, anyone, lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. Say, oh God, wherever they are mentioning my name, wherever they have taken my image, wherever they have taken what belongs to me, anything close to me, it could be my dress, it could be my hair, it could be anything to use it against me. Father Lord, as I pray, may the fire of God, 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 may the fire, 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 let the fire, somebody send some fire now. Sense of fire now. Sense of fire now.
Send some fire now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Send some fire now. 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 Rakatatatatata. Rakaparoshataka. Raparakabado. Wherever they have sent your image. Wherever they have set your image, wherever they have mentioned your name, may it catch fire, 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 catch fire. Catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. See, your next prayer is, it says, whoever wants me to fail, I don't care who the person may be, whether it's a spiritual thing or a physical thing, whoever wants me to fail, oh God, arise and fight my battle. Whoever wants me to fail, arise and fight my battle. Whoever want me to fail in my marriage, in my business, in my traveling documentation, in my education, in my life, whoever want me to fail, wherever they are taking me, whatever they are planning, whatever thing that is working against me, anything working against my good, may that thing catch fire. Send fire now. That is your last prayer. Send fire now. 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 Ratakatatatata. Rebecca Padosha Kadiatatata. Rika Paramadoshe. Ratakatatata. Raparosha Padatata. Let the fire. Let the fire, 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 let the fire. Yes, everybody should send some fire. As you send the fire, you believe that you are sending fire somewhere. As you send the fire, you believe that you are sending fire somewhere. In the name of Jesus. Ha, I need that favor. I need that favor. I need it. Kapara, you need that favor. Release some fire. Release some liberation fire. Liberate yourself now. Rekatata. Rekanoshakade. Rakapa. Rakosha. Retaka. Continue sending fire. Continue sending fire. As you believe, so shall it be. Rekatate. You need that liberation fire. You need that liberation fire. That is our trademark. Liberation fire, liberation fire. Somebody send some liberation fire. Send some liberation fire. Send liberation fire. That is our trademark. Send liberation fire. Send liberation fire. Send liberation fire. Rakatatatatata. Rakatata. Send it as many as you can, as you believe. Rakatoshe. Send some liberation fire. Liberation fire. Liberation fire, liberation fire, liberation fire, liberation fire, liberation fire, liberation fire. Ratakata. Ekaparala. Bible said in Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5, it says, I'll be the glory within you, and I'll be a wall of fire. 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 La parakatatara. Rakatada. Bible said, and the Lord was leading them, was ahead of them, like a pillar of fire, a pillar of fire, a pillar of fire, a pillar of fire, a pillar of fire. Sense of fire. Sense of fire. Sense of fire now. That is our trademark. That is our trademark. Liberation fire. Liberation fire. Liberation fire. Wherever they have taken you, wherever they have mentioned your name, fire.
those that says you will fail, I say you will not fail, you will not fail, you will not fail. Fire! Those that says you will die before your time, for you to enjoy your marriage, then you will die. Fire! Those that says if you will travel, then over their dead body. Fire! 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 Those that says that you will not marry, you will not marry. Fire! Maraka. Those that say you will never give birth. Fire! 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 Kapatatatatatata! Rakatatatata! Shot fire! Somebody 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 shot fire! Fire! Le parakatos! In the name of Jesus Christ, the name which is mentioned, and every name, the name which is mentioned. Se obi ni wa kwa droso, se yense o, na anase yankumu. In the name of Jesus, kemoko kabwete chofachengo. Akagbebu kaparata lekata rekatosha liparakata. I don't know why I am too tense to pray this prayer. Somebody, you have to pray. Something is about to happen. Rekataka, let the fire, 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 let the fire. May they see you and bow down their heads. La paraka, may they see you and bow down their heads in shame. Rakata. Ratakata. May they see you and bow down their head in shame. Because what they are planning for you did not come through. But you rather had a testimony. 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 Jesus. Jesus. Somebody begin to thank the Lord for your answered prayer. I can see somebody wanting to pray more. Somebody wanted to pray more. Tomorrow will be fire. Today, sorry, we had a technical challenge. So we didn't come the time that we have to come live. Yes, a situation beyond control. But you know, God being so good. If today is your first time joining this life, kindly follow me. God bless you. The last time we had to pray for a certain woman called Auntie Tina. Since that day, I had revelation about her. I have not seen her on this life. She was the first person that came on that life the last time. I mentioned her name during the service. I've been looking for her. That is why some of you, if you have not joined the group, make sure you join the group. Make sure you join the group. You can just WhatsApp me. Just WhatsApp me. You want to be part of the group. Yes. You want to be part of the group. It's a secure group which is being monitored every day because of scammers. Yes, it's a matured group whereby when you come, we only share the word and interact. Yes, we only receive blessing. It's just like an altar. Yes, and when there are situations, I get on it and pray for people. So as I pray, whoever God leads me to speak to, I just WhatsApp the person and tell the person either stand up and pray or do this and that. So anytime you see me WhatsApping you, it's not for fun or it's not a broadcast. It is the Spirit of the Lord that speaks to me. And don't take it for granted at all. Don't take it for granted at all. Sometimes I'll be praying at dawn, and the Spirit of the Lord will tell me, everybody must pray. Then I'll start sending messages. Everybody must pray. Sometimes the Lord will say to me, I'll be praying in the group. I'll just be praying and put the name, the number of people, just like a church, praying for anybody I see in the group. Praying. So what the Lord speaks to me about you, then I will send that information. So those of you who are not part of the group, make sure you become part of the group. I've been praying endlessly for people, and people are sharing testimony. If you believe, you will share. If you believe, so shall it be in your life. Ah, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Let me prophesy and declare into some one or two people's life in the name of Jesus. Beloved, bear in mind, the most important thing in your life is your relationship with God. Bible says, what profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Whether you are praying for marriage, you are praying for traveling door, or you are praying for a fruit of the womb, or you are praying for job, whatever you are praying for, education whatsoever, bear in mind, your relationship with God is more important than anything. Because if you don't have a relationship with God, you will lose it, or that thing will become an hindrance for you. I have seen a lot of people, the moment they were not married, their relationship with God was so pure, like correct, their prayer life and everything. The moment they got married, they used the marriage as an excuse. They can't even pray. I have seen people who pray very well. They married, child was not coming. They were praying. The moment the child came, me buy you, maminda. They can't pray anymore. Before you realize, the child begins to go through certain things. The marriage begins to turn around. The marriage begins to become sore. The marriage becomes bitter. See, don't leave prayer. Don't allow anything to lead you. Let prayer lead you. And your relationship with God, let it lead you. Let it lead you. Let it lead you. Build a relationship with God. Build your faith. Some of you pray now. You will need it. You will need it too. I have blessed marriages. By the grace of God, I have prayed for people. I have encountered so much in this ministry. By the grace of God, not by my power. By the grace of God. So when I'm saying something, I know what I'm talking about. I have never taken alcohol in my life. I have never smoked. I have never been to any shrine. So whatever I see is not because of an influence from any power, no, or influence from narcotic drug or weed or alcohol. Bible says that do not be filled with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. So whatever I am saying, not by my power, I stand here and I speak to you as the prophet of God. Bible says that whoever gives a prophet a cup of water will receive a prophet's reward. I'm not coming to you as a bank manager. I'm not coming to you as a doctor who works at the hospital. I come to you as a servant of the Most High, who has been sent to give you a message. Tomorrow is another day. Please make sure you set your alarm. Set your alarm. Set your alarm. Some of you, this prayer, some of you, I learned somebody have a testimony. Is Lizzie here? Is Lizzie here? is Elizabeth Yemel. Yes, she has a testimony to share. After her testimony, I'm going to pray for some few people in this life. Then we'll see what the Lord will do. Thank you, Jesus. Lizzie, are you ready? Lizzie, have a testimony. All right, call in, Lizzie. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Lizzie, how are you doing?
Hallelujah. Papa, I'm blessed today.
We thank God. We thank God. All right, you can share your testimony with the people of God.
I want to thank God for what the Lord has done for me. I think last 2 weeks, I gave a testimony about an exam which I went to write. Mm-hmm. But I didn't specifically say the purpose of the exam. So I think after I wrote the exams, on my way coming home, I go home around 6 something, almost 7. Mm-hmm. And I see the letter even though I knew I passed the letter, but the exam that we don't know the way forward.
Okay.
So before I will get home, I receive an email to come for the second phase of the exams I wrote.
Wow.
So which was last week. Mm-hmm. I think Tuesday, I went for interview. So after the interview, I got home Wednesday. I was just there and I received an email that they want to see me in their office. So I got there and they congratulated me that the exams and the interview that I got, I've been selected to be part of the few people who are going to work with them.
Wow.
And Papa, it doesn't end there. The most funny thing is that you think you've gotten everything. Oh, they've told you. They've told you that, you are going to work. Oh, they've told you. But immediately we got there, we were filling the procedures. Others were coming from their main office and not from the Ghana office. You'd be filling the procedures. And they use that to look at how competent you are because no one is there to guide you. You are doing everything on your own. Just for us to get to, they told us we should come and sign our contract yesterday. So it even came impromptu that very morning. They called us yesterday that we should come in the morning. And they gave us time. So we even got there late. And they told us that before we were given the chance to start work, we have another exam to write again, which was yesterday morning. So God being so good, we wrote the exams. And the funny thing is that, Papa, everybody that came there yesterday mm-hmm. passed their exams.
Wow.
Everybody passed their exams and we were able to give in our appointment letter and the procedure. Even though after everything we got there, we left there very late. But I give glory to God that my prayers, my efforts by the help of you and God has never been in vain. And I think I can't hide this from my brothers and sisters on this platform. At least if I say to them, it will encourage them to not. Whatever good work God has started in your life, no matter what, how long it will take, just be patient and keep praying. And your answers will be what? Your prayers will be answered.
Hallelujah.
So I give glory for God with what he has done for me. And God being so good, by Monday, I'll be starting work with them. Just this Monday.
Wow.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
yeah.
Hallelujah. I pray for you that the Lord that have started a good work will continue
Amen.
His work and manifestation in you. I pray for protection.
Amen.
May the Lord use this testimony to touch a lot of people. May you be an Amen. Instrument of the Lord wherever you go, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So talk Amen. After service, okay.
Okay, Papa.
Right, God bless you. Wow.
Bless you too.
Wow, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. I pray for you if you are connected here. May you also come back with a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. If the Lord has done it for her, no matter the difficulties, may the Lord do it for you too. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. Oh Lord, my God, you are so wonderful. Oh Lord, my God, you are so wonderful, Lord. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. The Lord is good and 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 wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Is there any other person who also have a testimony to share with us? Is there any other person? Some of us, when the Lord does something for us, whether we are shy to say it or we are afraid to say it, and those things sometimes hinder your blessings in the future, because it was a command from Jesus that we should go. Some people want to see TV before they share their testimony. It even happens in the church. So there are people, God has done things for them, and they'll be sitting in the church. They wouldn't want to share their testimony. Either they are shy or whatsoever. If you are shy, you feel like talking is becoming a problem, you can let me know. Yes, some people have been sharing their testimony with me on here, and sometimes I share it on the platform. Mm-hmm. Or from now, if you have a testimony and you are shy to say it, we will just pick up your testimony and somebody will read it online for us as we gather, because testimonies open heavens. Testimonies open heavens, and it's a form of appreciation to God, if you don't know. So Bible says that they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. Listen. And by the words of their testimonies. And by the words of their testimonies. So if you don't know, I'm telling you, some of you, the reason why you'll be facing difficulty is because you've not gone out there to share that thing you feel that is small for God that they did for you. Some of you, what that God has done for you, feel is too small. It's difficult for you to share it for other people to know. Yes. May the Lord have mercy upon us. From now, we'll be sharing testimonies. So prepare yourself to also share testimony with the people of God. Now, let me pray for some few people, because if today's your first time joining, kindly follow me. I love everybody here. And those of you who are not part of the group, make sure you pick up my number. Just send me a WhatsApp message and I'll get in touch with you. Yes. Yes. The last time somebody also shared a testimony concerning when we were praying live, and there was a command that everybody should rub the tummy. The moment she rubbed the tummy, she felt that something has melted in her tummy. She had been having fibroid and she's moving about. They said she can't give birth. And she had been moving about from hospital, she's from Mercy, from this hospital. She shared it here. I think I have the recording. Yes, when she said, she shared a testimony on that day. The Lord directed. That's why I want people to come early and pray. Because as we pray, our prayer is prophetic prayers. It's not just a normal prayer. Sometimes, and I'll pray, and the same way God gives me what to say, I'll pray, and the prayer points will come. Pray about this, pray about this. And as we are praying on life too, the Spirit of the Lord tells me what we have to pray about. So it's purely Prophetic. That's what I call it, prophetic. So make sure that when you come, you pray. And when we pray, the Lord reveal things. And then I'll say, let's pray towards this place. Let's talk, pray towards this place. And before you realize, your own fall into it. But the Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Some of you have been awake till now. God bless you. God bless you so, so much. Some of you are doing very well, sharing their life here and there. We want to hit a target tomorrow. Everybody should make sure you bring about seven people. Seven people on their life. Everybody here. Make sure you talk to the person. That is your prophetic direction for today. Everybody here is your prophetic direction for today. Make sure tomorrow you bring seven people. You introduce a service to seven people. Tomorrow is Saturday, 4 a.m. GMT. Make sure you introduce seven people to the light tomorrow. It's a prophetic direction. Whether you have introduced somebody before or not, everybody, seven people. Seven. The number seven. The number seven. And tomorrow, Saturday, is also the number seven. Everybody, make sure that you either call the person, remind the person in the evening, in the morning, the moment it is almost time, you begin to call them and wake them up that today I want us to go and pray. Yes. I want us to go and pray. Yes. Those friends you know, those colleagues you know, invite them. And you don't know. Me, I've invited people to church and one has given me job before. Years back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me pray for some few people here. Now lift up your right hand wherever you are. Wave your hand to Jesus. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Wave your hand. Say bye-bye to that thing that have been bothering you. Say bye-bye to that thing that's been worrying you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now I pray for you here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I have some few minutes. Let me pray into the life of some people here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus. Nana Efia. Nana Efia, is she still here? I pray for you. I am still looking for this woman, Auntie Tina. I am still looking for her. I don't know. Auntie Tina, I am still looking for her. If there's anyone here who knows that lady, that woman, I don't know. From that day, she was the first person that joined the life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. She left, I don't know, it was battery low or whatever that was. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Nanefia, is she here? Nanefia. Let the Spirit of the Lord take over. Let the Spirit of the Lord take over now. Nanefia, I pray for you. Nanefia, the Lord starts to tell you that you have to be careful with friends you go out with. The devil has plotted somebody in your life to give you poison spiritually. Listen, the person will not put poison in your food. The person have that eye that can poison food. That eye that can poison food or drink. Nanefia, the Lord said, I should pray for you. Is she here? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Be careful. the French move outward. Be careful. The French move outward. Be careful. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray for you that may this word direct your path. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me pray for is Mami Adjoa here? Mami Adjoa. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mami Adjoa. Mami Adjoa, you have my mother's name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mami Adjoa, can you call in? I want to talk to you. Can you call? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Shalom.
Shalom. Please, how are you doing?
By the grace of God.
We thank God. We thank God. My mother is a Fanti. As I look at your name, I've been sent to that area. I pray for you that whatever has become a problem. Amia, are you married? Are you married?
No.
Hello?
No, please, I'm not.
Hello, are you married?
No, please.
I am praying for your marriage. I don't know. You know, what I'm seeing now is like you are married. Listen carefully. I see that you are having argument with a man who's supposed to be your husband. That's what I'm seeing. That is why I asked you if you are married. And you said you are not married. But I see you with a man. A man. I don't know how close you are with that man. But I see you with a man. And there's argument. Serious argument. I pray that any future thing, any spirit that will cause confusion, that will make sure to sabotage your marriage. All right. You can take my number and get in touch with me so that whatever it is, no. Ahaya kwanho. Ahaya kwanho. Why? Na yenkasa. Let's speak.
Okay, please.
Okay?
Okay, please.
All right. Blessings. Blessings. Amen. Blessings. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mami Adjoa, there's a call of God upon your life. Eh? There's a call of God upon your life. That is why I said we should speak after the service. Okay, God bless you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I have one or two people to prophesy to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One or two people. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, I see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me pray for some people here. Now, I pray for everyone on this life. May the Spirit of the Lord be upon your life. I pray for you. Anything that has become an entanglement in your life, may the Lord deliver you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I free your spirit from every manipulations of the devil. Whatever thing that causes people pain and bitterness, may the Lord deliver you out of it in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that causes people pain and bitterness, may the Lord deliver you out of it in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hey, those that fight people because of the glory of God upon their lives. Hey, anyone that sees your glory and they want to frustrate you and make your life useless. Hey, I pray for you. May the deliverance of the Lord come upon you right now. May the liberation fire of God liberate you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, 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 may the Spirit of the Lord help you out of that situation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may deliverance reach you. Somebody is liberated. The Lord is touching somebody. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord guide and protect you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Ah. Ah. Amen. Spirit of God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. God bless every soul here. I see Mystic Express. If today is your first time joining, kindly follow me. I see Surfers. Surfers, God bless you so much. I pray that the Lord will heal your heart. Nana Efia, may the Lord deliver you from anything of the devil. Mimi, I pray for you that the Lord will connect you to greatness. Evans Bintu, hope to see you tomorrow. Hope to see you tomorrow. Evans Bintu, hope to see you tomorrow. God willing, tomorrow, 4 a.m. is non-stop prayer. Invite somebody. As I said, everybody should bring seven people. Seven people. Seven people. The words, Araba, I pray for you that the Lord from this dead past, and yet you're still doing good. Oh, being equal. The Lord will do something new in your life. Mami Ajua, may the Lord take away every confusion out of your life and set you under fire. Sayram, I pray for you. May the Lord, may you never fail your generation. Be light. The name I see, that is what I mentioned. May the Lord guide your footsteps in everything you do. Be light. Please get in touch with me, okay? Get in touch with me. Get in touch with me. Francisca Fosua. This is my daughter, Francisca. Francisca, I pray for you. I pray for a door opening, a door opening. I pray for traveling door opening for you. May God bring somebody to marry you and take you out of this country. That is my prayer for you. Florence, you or she, you are blessed. May your consistency on this prayer service produce results for you. May the Lord give you the desires of your heart. I see a name. Is it Tato? Tato, I pray for you that whatever form of sickness the devil wants to send into your life, back to sender. Back to sender. Tina, I pray for you that your life will be glorious and will be a testimony for everyone. I pray for you. May you're done. May the Spirit of the Lord heal you. And may the Lord bring happiness back into your life. I see you rejoicing. Very soon you'll have a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, you are blessed for joining this. This is Faith Assembly. My name is Apostle Jonathan Nunn. We will meet tomorrow, 4 a.m. GMT. We'll meet tomorrow, 4 a.m. GMT. We'll meet tomorrow, 4 a.m. Please set your time. And also, we meet here on Sunday, 6 p.m. GMT. Sunday, 6 p.m. GMT. Tomorrow will be 4 a.m. It's non-stop prayer. Today, we had a technical issue. That is why we have delayed. Normally, by 5:30, we've closed. But today we are around 6:37, yes, 6:37, which means that is the time we started, which means that we started 4:37. We had a little problem. So God willing, tomorrow I want everybody to be here because it's going to be a prophetic and prayer service and the Lord is going to touch his people. I'm going to pray for every soul. I'm going to lay down some blessings upon every person here. As I continue to pray for you and bless you, so shall it be in your life. As I continue to pray for you and bless you, so shall it be in your life. I'll be pouring water on you till you germinate. I'll be pouring water on you till you germinate. Yes, some of you, until I see that you are going up, I will never relent. Until I see you climbing, I will never relent. Some of you, God has given you to me to take care of you. Yes. Yes. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord protect and guide you. God willing, tomorrow we will say our words of faith before we leave. Our words of, this is Faith Assembly. My name is Apostle Jonathan Annan. This is Faith Assembly. We say our words of faith. So as I said, you say after me, I am moving by faith, I am taking my faith, I am doing my faith because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. Let's say together, I am moving by faith, I am taking my faith, I am doing my faith because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. I am moving by faith, I am taking my faith, I am doing my faith because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. Last one, I am moving by faith, I am taking by faith. I am doing by faith because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. God bless you. Have a good day. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.